July 22nd, 2016. This is your Wrestle Addict Weekly Wrap-Up. I'm your host, Paul. Let's get to the news. This week's top story, draft. The brand split finally happened. Again, on the premiere episode of SmackDown Live! Exclamation point. Wellness Violation saw Roman and Brock tumble down the draft board. It could only be thought of as punishment and upsets. Raw will be built around Seth, Roman, New Day, Finn Balor, Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Enzo and Cass, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Rusev. SmackDown, they'll be built around Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, John Cena, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, and Mojo Rawley. NXT had their fair share of call-ups. Finn Balor, American Alpha, Nia Jax, Carmella, Alexa Bliss, Mojo, and Corey Graves, who will be heading over to Raw, and John Bradshaw Layfield will be heading over to SmackDown. Also announced this week in WWE News, GMs Mick Foley will be teaming up with Stephanie McMahon on Mondays. Daniel Bryan will be bringing his Yes Movement, which nobody saw the leaked thingy of at WWE.com. But hey, a big surprise, he'll be on SmackDown. But now then, the real story here is, what did these shows do ratings-wise? Because we all know ratings don't matter. Maybe not to us, but to other people they do. The draft show, let's start there, did a 2.20 rating with 3.17 million viewers. That is by far its best number since moving to the USA Network. Raw, even with the GMs being announced and a WWE title match hyped for a week, did a 2.21 and 3.125 million viewers. WWE's excuse? Republican National Convention, of course. I mean, yeah. Sin Cara, speaking of the draft, he gave Simon Gotch an old-school thrashing and catering. Not sure the reason why. Roman Reigns' suspension is up for reportedly Adderall. Insert your own failed promo class joke there. Battleground this Sunday from the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. And here's the card. WWE Championship will be defended in a triple threat as champion Dean Ambrose takes on Seth Rollins and the returning Roman Reigns. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. John Cena, Enzo and Cass versus The Club. Becky Lynch versus Natalya. The IC title is on the line as The Miz takes on Darren Young. United States title action as Rusev defends against Zack Ryder. New Day taking on the Wyatts in six-man action because, you know, that's the only way to amp up, you know, almost getting hit with an axe and stuff. Regular match. Charlotte and Dana Brooke taking on Sasha Banks and question mark. WWE News Bits and Rumors. Cedric Alexander, Kota Ibushi, Mascara Dorada, or whatever he's known by now, Grand Metallic, that's it, and Akira Tozawa are believed to have been offered contracts. Believed. We don't know yet, just putting it out there. Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano will be full-time for WWE / NXT around October. They're finishing up their independent dates now. And congrats to the both of them. Even you, Gargano, even though you blocked me on Twitter. Nice haircut. Paul Heyman, his contract with WWE is up. Nikki Bella teased that she may be able to resume her WWE career. So, you know what? Good for her. Glad to see that she's up and moving. Ric Flair, 67, got engaged to Fifi the Maid. Those of you that are WCW fans. Legal news. What happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. Brock Lesnar has allegedly tested positive for clomiphene, which is a testosterone kickstarter, which is something that you would use at the end of a steroid cycle. Allegedly. But allegedly, he has tested positive for that in at least two USADA tests. But since it happened in Vegas, it ain't staying there, because there will be a hearing. That's how it works in Vegas. WWE has not and has no reason to suspend Brock. Okay, under their policy, under their rules and regulations, if you check out their wellness policy, since Brock Lesnar is not a regular performer, he is not subjected to the wellness test. So, there is that. UFC, though, if he is found guilty, 2-year suspension, and he will have to give back some of his purse. Not good there. Stay clean, kids. And more legal news. A class action suit was filed by 53 former WWF, WWF, and WWE personalities against the company on the subject of concussions as well as the independent contractor status of the wrestlers. The suit was filed in New Haven, Connecticut, listing Joe Laurinaitis, Road Warrior Animal, as point main claimant. Not the first time that Vince has been sued. Won't be the last time. Independent news. Cody Rhodes will be making his Ring of Honor debut at Final Battle in December. Kevin Kelly is now full-time in the front office. TNA, they're still live and they're still for sale. In international news, G1 Climax started July 18th in Sapporo with a few surprises as the company's two biggest stars suffered opening match upsets. Now that I know that most folks have not got around to watching those yet, so I will not give any spoilers. But, first round of Super J Cup, that was Wednesday the 20th, saw Matt Sydal, Kenoi, Taichi, Jushin Liger, Will Ospreay, Kanemura, Taguchi, and Kushida all advance to the Final 8 show on August 21st. Jay Lethal will defend his ROH title against Kojima on the final night of the G1. And finally, it's sad news. Abdullah the Butcher's House of Ribs and Chinese Food in Atlanta has closed. I'm Paul Swat. This has been the Weekly Wrap-Around.